still are challenges. There still are weaknesses within Idris and the Gaeltachta. There has been challenges that we have to address. And in fact, I had a meeting yesterday with Minister Richard Bruton and how we can work closer with the Idris and the Gaeltacht representatives in looking at measures, for example, the important reality of the need for broadband in rural areas. Positive has been the availability of fibre optics through the Project Kelvin. That is something that we need to ensure goes into different areas.
One of the points that's made very often is the fact that the job gains in Donegal are very much coming from established companies in the area. What we are not seeing in Donegal is new site visits, new companies coming in.
Well, we are fortunate that we do have existing companies such as Primerica, Zeus, United Healthcare, and even up in the Inishowen Peninsula, an indigenous company like Inishowen Engineering and an E&A Engineering in Burnfoot. Companies like Randox, for example, that's the headquarters in County Antrim, but is also based in Dunloe. So we do have a very good existing network of very high quality, high caliber companies. And yes, there are opportunities and there are challenges in relation to attracting more companies. But the way Donegal County Council is going about this, in conjunction with Derry City Council and marketing the region, I think that will be an advantage going forward. And that's why it's so important that we keep the likes of the A5 very, very high on the agenda, the rollout of broadband into more rural areas, and highlight the fact that Donegal and the North West is a place to live, is a quality place to live. We should be using every opportunity to market the region.